Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Well, Halloween is an exciting time, but it's also one of the busiest nights of the year for emergency services, and parents are being asked to take some extra precautions ahead of trick or treat night to make sure that their children don't end up in the emergency department. For more on this, we're joined now on the line by Dr. Paddy Fitzpatrick, who's a paediatric emergency medicine consultant at Children's Health Ireland. And you're very welcome, Dr. Fitzpatrick, to the show this evening. Is Halloween very busy for paediatric services normally?
Yeah, so Halloween for all emergency services around the country can be a very busy and challenging time. It comes at a time of year that's naturally quite a busy time in emergency services and in hospitals. So within the emergency departments in CHI, in Temple Street, Crumlin, in our urgent care centre in Connolly, and our emergency care unit in Tallaght, we do see sometimes an increased number of patients that will come with sometimes avoidable and preventable injuries and around the time of Halloween.
So the main risk, I'm sure, as everybody would guess, for serious injuries would be from bonfires and fireworks. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Well, that's certainly the risk of most serious harm that we would see to children. We do occasionally see some, you know, very life-changing, devastating injuries from fireworks or from bonfires around this time of year. Thankfully, they're few, but they can be quite serious when we see them. So the main things we would advise, I suppose, would be to make sure that you avoid bonfires that are, or avoid being too close to bonfires, avoid bonfires that are not well organised. So sticking to ones that are organised by community events and councils would be a good idea, as well as making sure to stand well back. It's not unusual for flammable or explosive objects to be thrown into fires, so be prepared to stand back well from fires and to avoid injury.
And what about fireworks? Are they just avoid them altogether?
Again, fireworks are everywhere, as we can hear and see from Halloween time. So they're probably unavoidable. Yes, fireworks are illegal in Ireland and licensed events, and for that reason, many fireworks wouldn't be manufactured to proper safety standards. So in that context, they can be quite dangerous. So avoiding them is best, making sure that you talk to your young people who might be interested in the exciting fireworks, to make sure that they're being safe, making sure that they're being supervised by adults, and again, avoiding them where possible is the best advice.
What about costumes then? Because that's something maybe people might not think of immediately, but you can see how costumes could cause health problems.
Yeah, so occasionally costumes might be loose fitting or masks might obscure vision, so they can cause a trip hazard. Again, they would generally cause minor enough injuries, but we don't want anybody spoiling their fun on Halloween. So just making sure that costumes are fitted well, that they're manufactured with a CE mark, so that they are that they're safe for children, that there's no choking hazards for younger children. Small pieces on them would be sensible advice.
And I suppose if they have cloaks or anything like that, you know, you don't want to get too close to a fire.
Correct. Yeah. So some of those will have cloaks, or could even be flammable. So again, staying well away from fire. If an item does catch fire, the advice would be to stop, drop and roll. So to ask the child or person to drop to the floor and stop and don't run and drop to the floor and roll until the fire is extinguished. Try to use a fire extinguisher or other heavy blankets to try and extinguish the flames. If the skin is burnt, then put it under cold water for 20 minutes and call an ambulance if necessary, or bring it to the emergency department if necessary.
Is there anything you shouldn't do with a burn injury that you sometimes see people do?
Well, any clothes or objects that are stuck to the skin, leave them intact, and just again put it under cool running water for about 20 minutes, and don't put creams or lotions or butters or oils or those kind of things. Cool running water for 20 minutes to cool the burn, and then get medical help.
I believe you're also issuing a warning about drinking alcohol and intoxication, and I suppose the combination of alcohol and fireworks and bonfires is never a good one.
Correct. Yeah. So it is a time of year where we would see a slight increase in young people presenting with alcohol intoxication or drug intoxication. It's just a good opportunity for the adults and to talk to young people in their lives about you know, how to stay safe around drugs and alcohol, how not to leave themselves in risky situations, and how to deal with peer pressure, those kind of things, and to look out for each other, so look out for their friends, their mates who might be drinking or using drugs, so that they're safe, and if they're not safe, to call for help.
Okay. Just finally,
some really good advice finally on that. Because it's difficult to talk to an adolescent or a young person with these things. So on askaboutalcohol.ie, there's some really good advice there on the HSC website about how you may approach those conversations in an age-appropriate way for young people. And there's also some great advice in terms of keeping safe on the mychild.ie website. And the other thing about Halloween is that it comes, as I said, at a busy time of year in healthcare systems as it is. And in fact, we're experiencing a huge surge, an early surge of winter viruses at this moment. And our emergency departments are really creaking in the last few days. In fact, a lot of parents and patients will be waiting significantly long periods of time to be seen. So again, we're just issuing some advice that, you know, the vast majority of children that will have fever, coughs, colds, runny noses at this time of year can be safely managed at home with symptomatic treatment. And if there's concerns that the GP or pharmacy can often give good advice, the Under the Weather website, undertheweather.ie website gives really useful tips and advice as well. And at any stage, if children are worried or parents are worried that their children is very sick and there's an emergency, they should come straight to the emergency room or dial 999-112 for an ambulance.
All right, some really good advice there. Dr. Paddy Fitzpatrick, Paediatric Emergency Medicine Consultant at Children's Health Ireland. Thank you very much.